This girl, I like walked her home to her house, and we decided to, like, in a bush.
Wait, what?
We decided
like, sit down or stand?
No, we were standing like in a tall bush, like a hedge. You are nervous.
I'm fine. I'm ready to hop on the Stay Calm podcast.
All right, whatever. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Stay Wild episode 9.
Woo!
No guest today because, I mean, he's blending in with the background, so.
Yeah, what up, guys? Welcome. Very honored to be here on the Stay Calm podcast.
Why do you keep calling it Stay Calm?
Buddy, why? We're wild. Come on.
Right. Ah!
So Jeremy has an obsession with calling my entire brand Stay Calm.
That is right. I think it's very unique, you know?
He has like an obsession with like trolling people and making things the opposite.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Okay. What's up, guys?
Well, besides trolling, Jeremy, what else do you do?
Honestly, I just do a lot of trolling and I chill. And been working out a lot recently, you know, been taking this guy to the gym with me. We've
Let's go.
Hey,
actually, we've all been going to the gym. Yeah, all been getting
Jeremy, you've been boxing a lot, though.
A little bit.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy. He's been boxing.
I might have to fight Jeremy.
Whoa. We're all friends here.
And you're a YouTuber.
What?
And you're a YouTuber?
Yeah, I'm a YouTuber.
Okay. You completely left that part out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I make a lot of videos. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm like, Jeremy, what do you do? He's like, I just chill. I work out.
Jeremy.
That's it.
And I troll and that's it.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds to do a little redemption introduction right now. Tell them in 10 seconds who you are. Ready? Go.
YouTuber, I chill. Troll.
That's it. You don't need 10 Come seconds. On. He needs 1 second. All right. Anyways, so we're going to start off with a little fun fact. We haven't done any fun fact stuffs yet. So a fun fact. Paris actually found this for me.
Okay.
Fun fact. I said that 3 times in the last 5 seconds. Fun fact.
4 times.
You can't lick your own elbow.
What do you mean? Yeah, I can.
Try.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, wait. That guy did this amazing.
See, this is why I found this. I'm not dumb enough to do it.
I got to right here though.
I'm gonna pull my neck muscle if I do that one more time.
I know a fact I am not flexible enough to do this challenge. It's not even about flexible. It's just you can't do it.
I mean, I can lick your elbow.
Ah, you.
Can y'all lick your nose though?
No. Now we just look dumb.
I can lick the inside of my nose.
Okay, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see.
Cut that.
I'm gonna need a chiropractor after that. My neck is so sore.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, so enough of the fun facts. Let's get straight to the freaking the juice. The stuff juice. That the people want to know.
Oh, no.
So what's your favorite juice? I'm just kidding.
Jeremy, so obviously I've known you for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I know this for a fact. I don't know if the fans of mine know this, but you're a ladies' man.
Huge ladies' man.
Whoa.
He gets the ladies.
I mean to say that I get the ladies, but I've been single for a very, very long time now.
Okay, yeah. Well, besides...
It's been a problem.
Besides being single,
we'll
Jeremy.
We'll rephrase it. Girls like to kiss Jeremy.
Whoa! They're hopping off it right
Oh, my God.
I'm just Jeremy's kidding. The kiss god.
Kiss god?
Okay, wait. So, we're trolling.
We're trolling.
Well, I did want to ask you this, and I thought it was a really funny question. I'll answer it as well.
Yeah.
If you answer it. Yeah. But what is the weirdest place you've ever kissed a girl?
Honestly, I would say it was a very weird situation. So her mom was very, very strict and she was driving me home from a football game and she just started kissing me in like in the back seat. And I'm like, bro.
Well, her mom was in the car?
Yeah. Like, and her mom is so flipping strict. Like, I was going to get slapped in the face if she would have saw that, you know?
Savage.
So the mom's driving and you guys in the back seat.
Yeah, it was
making
her.
Out.
It was her. It was not me. She started kissing me. I'm like, it was my girlfriend at the time. So okay. I'm like, you know, like, what do you expect?
Just respect,
you know?
The parents.
Exactly. You know? But like, no, I'm like, I keep like looking at her. Like, I keep like opening up my eyes when I'm kissing her. I'm like, oh.
Bro, I've done that so many times where I've been kissing your girl, but maybe I'm sus about something in the area. And
yeah.
I'll literally have to open my eyes and kind of like give it a hug or like look around.
Yeah. And then if she catches you with your eyes
she's
open.
Like, what?
That was your excuse though. If the mom looked back, you're like, yo, I didn't kiss her at all. I wasn't kissing her. She was kissing
that
me.
That was your daughter.
All right. So I guess I'll answer.
Now yeah, you have to.
This is so bad. Yeah.
So what's the weirdest place you've kissed a girl?
So, okay. It's a similar thing. It was back in the day. I was probably like 14. So at that time, you know, people aren't adults. Their parents are strict.
14? You were kissing a girl?
Bro, what are you? Maybe I was 15.
What do you mean, Jeremy? I was 6.
All right, maybe I was 15. But so I pretty much, this girl, I like walked her home to her house. And I had to meet her entire family, bro.
Yeah.
Because I walked her home and her family was waiting outside. Literally just like,
you gentlemen.
Dad, mom, brother, auntie, sister, daughter, they were serious. Bro, everything. So I meet their entire family. I'm like, this is so awkward. And they're all, you know, the dad's obviously giving me like the stink eye.
Face.
He's like giving me like the eyes, like the, you better not.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
So then I kind of hung out for a little bit and I was like, okay, like we kind of planned on kissing because we had texted about it and whatnot. So
you
then
planned
I
it
bro, I'm 14.
Okay, like, okay, hey, we're gonna kiss at 7:58 exact. Cool, all right.
Cool. That's probably what was happening. So then we kind of took a stroll around the neighborhood because obviously I'm not gonna, if I go to her house, the door's gotta be wide open. Her dad's probably gonna be in the room with me.
Yeah.
Because like that's literally what's gonna happen. They're so strict. So we walk around the neighborhood and we decided to kiss like in a bush.
Wait, what?
We decided
to sit down or stand.
No, we were standing like in a tall bush, like a hedge. We like weaved ourselves into like a hedge, like into like a little back corner of a hedge, and we're kissing in a freaking bush.
Oh my god, how's that even possible? I'm like trying to picture that. And like,
bro, I got branches like hitting my freaking head. I got bugs crawling on me.
Everyone, oh. Comment down below. Ben's a bush kisser.
Yeah. Oh, wait, bush god, bush god,
bush god.
That just sounds so bad.
Well, anyways, yeah. So me and Paris.
Whoa.
Hey.
Me and Jeremy both have stories with strict parents.
Yeah.
And when they're strict parents, weird kisses have to happen.
Yeah, yours is a little bit more crazy than mine, though. In a bush?
I kissed a girl in class one time.
In school?
Whoa.
Yeah, in school.
Was it the teacher?
Yes.
Chill. So, in class, like, while class was in session?
It was, like, right before class. But, like, you know how everyone hangs out inside the classrooms beforehand? Like, all the cool little cliques and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
And this girl came over, right? And we've been talking for a little bit. And, like, we just started kissing in class.
Derek's just that jock sitting on the table, you know, with his feet on the chair. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like, bro, my huge muscles.
I just made out with this girl in class.
Whatever. Yo, Sally, you jealous? Call me. Like,
Derek's the guy, like the public PDA guy. That's cool. There's always the guy that's like making out with the girl in the hallway. Like, come on.
I feel like from all the videos that we've made, like I don't get embarrassed in front of people.
Yeah.
Like we just don't get embarrassed anymore.
Confident guy.
For all that things. Practicing public PDA. Okay.
So back to weird things. I want to talk about this with everyone because everyone has a DM inbox. And in that DM inbox, you might get some weird DMs. So I'm going to ask Jeremy. I know you probably get some DMs from some ladies.
Yes.
What's the weirdest DM you've ever got?
So right when you started saying DM, something ringed in my head. I got this one DM from this one, like, she is very, very cute. Like, this girl's like, oh my God, like, this Ooh. Girl is so cute.
Is she like a, no, do we get a name? Like, is there a well-known name?
No, this was a while ago, okay. I kind of forget, but I just remember the DM. The DM will always stick with me. She asked me what my foot size was.
And like, what?
This is like a teenage girl, like, good looking and like, I thought it was like the other way around, like a guy would ask that, but I don't have a foot fetish or anything. I never knew that like girls like cared on like what like the foot size was.
I mean, I think girls, she was asking what your foot size was to find
something.
Oh,
to find something else out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's not like accurate though. Like,
no, that's a myth.
That's like that's the first thing she DM'd me. That's the first thing she DM'd me. What's your foot
size?
So
did you confirm that she had this in her head that she wanted to see your feet, or did you just end the conversation?
I think I ended the conversation.
Did you answer?
I don't think I did.
Oh,
no. No, I was so young. I was so confused. I was at least like 15 years old.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well,
your foot's not even fully developed at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to tell her I'm like a 9 when I could be like 11 in like a couple years.
For real.
Yeah, Jerry's thinking of her well-being like 2 years ahead.
I want to impress her, you know?
He's like, I'm speaking the future. How about in a year, it's going to be an 11.
Yeah, it's a 13 and a half. 3 years on the line.
Oh my God.
All right, well, Ben, how about you, Ben?
When I was starting my social media career, I was like, Jeremy's touching my leg.
He did that to me earlier too. See, I thought he was trying to tell me something. He's like, he like taps me on the leg. I'm like, what?
I was trying to make him laugh. Trying to make him laugh.
All right. Well, when I started my social media career, I was like, dude, I was like 15, 16. So obviously, you know, I'm underage. This is actually so weird. Like, I don't want anyone to go ahead and do what this person did. But I was getting a lot of DMs from people saying, like, when are you going to be 18? Like, girls, like, literally girls that were, like, maybe 19.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I'm getting the ladies. But I had gotten some DMs from some girls saying, when are you going to be 18? Like, hurry up and be 18.
Wait, I'm
like,
why? Whoa. They're just trying to make some plans. Yeah. You know, they're starting to plan.
Oh, they're trying
future.
To plan for the future. Yeah. Like they're trying to put you on hold or something.
Future planning.
Well, that's kind of like weird. I think you can call dibs on someone. Yeah, right.
Dude, they're putting me on a wait list.
Ben's getting waitlisted right.
Yeah, the
wait list
is currently four now. Though you have to wait a few hours.
No, for real. So I thought it was weird that you know girls that were over 18 were like saying things to like you know. Underage boy.
What else were they saying? Like,
well, I didn't really answer it.
They weren't weird. They just needed to know the facts of whether or not he was 18 or
when someone would ask me, when someone would ask me when I'm gonna be 18, I would just reply with my birthday, and you know, that's
like, I'm out.
No, I'd be like, actually, at this point in this time, I will be 18, so I will see you then.
Oh yeah. Hey guys, I just turned 18 too, by the way.
Hey, no, but actually, hey. But late, actually, happy birthday. Hey,
congratulations, bro. I really didn't think you were going to make it to 18.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But actually, if you want to slide in, you can slide in.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
All right, but there's also one other DM that I've got probably a few times as well. I think you probably got this. I think everyone might have gotten this. Or maybe they've said it.
I'm not cool enough, maybe.
Whoa. Maybe you.
I don't even know what you're about to say.
Yeah, maybe right. Derek has said this before.
Ooh, what'd you say, Derek?
Please. I don't know. I'd be shooting them DMs out, though.
Hey, I got a DM, multiple. Please have my kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, okay. This
Derek's like, yeah, I said that one.
I said that. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you've DM'd me that before. Oh,
no. No, but that like ties in the one I was going to say because I've had like a parent account. I don't know if it was real or not, but they literally asked me if I wanted to marry like their daughter.
Oh,
like they wanted to like arrange it and be like, something? Yo, do you want to marry our daughter? And
I always like, love it. It's when it's like the older, like older woman, you know, like moms, but hey, like you're super cute. Like I can give you like $3,000 a month or something. Oh. And then it's always like super fake. They always text you at like 11 at night. So, you know, it's like, all right, you know, it's totally fake.
Yo, hey, I don't have a hat, but that's cap.
Sugar mama.
Get out, he's trying to one up me.
Dude.
They said free for me, but you're trying to say someone's got to pay $3,000
just to hang out with somebody, some sugar mama.
Dang. All
right.
I wish.
Stop the cap. No. Stop the cap.
Okay.
Leonardo I will DiCaprio. Pull up the DM. All right. I have
Leonardo
it.
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. All right. So let's just stop at that.
All right. We're getting a little bit too crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's cut your butts here.
Ooh, no more DMs.
Okay.
But we're going to keep being crazy because this next segment is Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Ooh.
I'm sweating.
Oh, my God.
So I'm gonna give you two rounds, Jeremy.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you...
This is me?
This is you.
Are you going to answer this, too?
You can ask me one.
Okay, all right. There we go.
This is Am Squad Girls and then TikTokers.
Oh.
I'm ready for this one.
Jeremy loves his TikTokers, bro.
Hey, I'm going to answer everything honestly, too, so.
All right. Kiss, there we go. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Pearson. I'm just going to say all the girls. All right, shut up. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Pearson, Lexi H, Lexi R.
Oh, wow. You're really putting me on the spot here. They're going to watch this and be like, you said you would kill me on this?
Bro, I said I'd kill Lexi Hensler, and she sent me a DM of a clip being like, what the heck? And I was like, yo, I'm sorry.
What? If I say kill anybody, I'm about to get a DM.
All right, don't worry about it. She called me out, so you're good.
Okay. First things first, I would honestly probably say kill Lexi Hensler.
Oh,
no! Listen. She's like, wait, how old is she again?
23.
Yeah, she's 23. I just turned 18, you know? Like, so obviously, you know? And I know.
So you're saying that Pearson's more in you're shooting for Pearson.
Wait, how old is she? Like 22?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's a year
it's
younger.
Closer,
you
know? Right? Yeah, it's closer. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Brian won't be mad.
Okay, all right, for age purposes, and I'm sorry, Ben, but okay, so kill Lexi Hensler. Wait, it's Kiss, Marry, Kill?
Yeah.
Okay. Kill Lexi Hensler, kiss Pearson, and I'd marry Lexi. No, that's like the closest to age, though.
Yeah, bro, you're going to marry your his ex?
No, it's not going to happen.
That's just not cool.
No,
it's just a game, guys.
Yeah, it's just a game. Just a game.
Yeah, Jeremy's only way to like get himself out of this deep hole was like, I'm just going by age.
Hey, no.
Ben's going to go home and cry. Oh, wait, you're our home.
Ben's going to give me a little call later. Hey, were you being serious about that, man?
I don't know if we can stay friends.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so TikTokers now.
Ooh.
Kiss, Marry, Kill.
All of them.
No. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Addison Rae, Lauren Gray, Olivia Ponton.
Okay, so okay. Let me really.
Why are you blushing?
Because it's a really hard question, you know.
I feel like I know the answer.
They're all pretty, you know, very attractive girls. I would say, ooh, dang, this is actually kind of hard. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Woo! Hot up in here.
Addison, Lauren, and Olivia.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna marry Lauren. I'm just gonna get off the back.
I know. I knew it.
Off the table.
Yeah, hey, me and her even got the same birthday and everything, man. Come on.
Oh, meant to be.
Meant to be. No, I'm joking. But and then I would say, oh Lord, that's hard. What? Y'all are putting me on the spot right now.
Go for it.
Olivia and Addison are the...
I would say kill Olivia and kiss Addison. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. I knew it was going to be Mary Lauren Gray.
Yeah.
If you killed Addison, I would have been like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
You're a simp for Addison.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm not a simp, dude. I'm just saying.
Addison, hit him up.
If you're watching the podcast... Come on the podcast.
Yo, we're really exposing everyone's like, like it's Addison simp, Lauren Gray simp.
Hey, I'm not a simp.
We'll soon to find out who I simp for.
Yeah, we can just keep you there, you know. We can just stop it.
Yeah, right.
He's just a Paris simp.
Yeah, I don't simp for anyone.
Except for himself.
Okay, so now we're going to play Guess the Amp Squad Member.
Ooh.
A little segment. So we did this with TikTokers, but we did it with photos. And we don't want to do it with photos because I feel like we know our friends way too well.
Yeah.
If I saw a photo of like even Brent zoomed in, I would know it's Brent.
Yeah.
Like that's too easy.
Yeah.
So Paris here has gathered, I think, 10 facts about 10, not 10 people, but he's gathered 10 facts about Amp Squad members. And we have to race to see who we know, who we think it is.
Oh, okay.
So kind of a trivia game, basically. All right.
So he's going to ask, you know, for example, whose birthday in Amp Squad is on April 3rd?
Oh, shoot.
And then we have to, you know, guess.
Oh, no.
Jeremy doesn't know when his birthday is.
I'm trying to remember when my birthday was.
So I have no idea what the questions are. Yes. Neither do you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm the only one who's seen these right now.
Okay, I actually don't. So
okay.
I'll put my computer down.
There we go.
Okay, I'm going to turn this right here.
Here we go.
I'm going to play in my head. So
yeah, sorry.
Derek,
he's gonna be like,
no, Derek and referee to see who like hits.
Yeah, keep track of points.
Let me go change with my referee shirt.
Last time we played, we lost track of points, and you guys both getting slapped was actually even funnier than last time. Yeah. But let's keep track of points.
All right, I'm
getting
track slapped. Of points.
Wait, no.
Yeah, loser might get slapped.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Play your best. All right, ready, guys?
All right, here we go.
We're gonna start out easy. All right.
All right.
The first question is: which Amp Squad member has the birth sign of a Gemini?
What?
I don't know anything about
that. Gemini.
Can you tell us what month a Gemini is?
Yeah,
May?
May.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Does anyone have a May birthday?
I know. I'm trying to think.
Wait. Pearson just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Brent is in January. Lexi's in December.
We're going to look so dumb.
Wait. Like, are you guys on a team here? Or are you guys trying to beat each other?
It's May and what? No. Lexi Rivera.
Yeah. There you go.
Because Lexi. Her birthday is like early June, so it might roll over.
Yeah.
Lexi, I'm sorry.
Actually, I don't know the specific date, but she's a Gemini, so it could roll over, like you said.
All right, guys. Next person. We're just gonna
no more month signs. I stuck with that.
Okay. That was the easy one. So you better get ready. All right.
Oh shoot.
Here we go.
One Ben, zero Jeremy.
Okay.
Woo.
Got it.
Ready? Second question. Which Amp Squad member collabed with a group called Sunset Park before their time here in Amp Squad?
Andrew.
There you go.
He wasn't even done saying the question.
Yeah.
I knew that.
So you knew what Sunset Park was?
Yeah. Okay. Andrew like explained it to me. He like showed me like what he was like doing like before he like really came like into the group. And he was like, yeah, I make videos with them and stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. And yeah, I just remember that. It clicked.
I didn't even know that.
Really? Right?
Yeah.
1-1.
1-1. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Third question. Which Amp Squad member did a try not to laugh challenge for their first YouTube video?
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. At first, you had no idea. You're like,
Hey, this guy doesn't even know his own first YouTube video.
Yeah, right. That was a good one because I was like really thinking, I'm like, me? Yeah.
All right, 2-1. Awesome. I got to catch up.
All right. Here you go. Ready? This one's an easy one, okay? Which Amp Squad member just hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Dom Breck.
Yes, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Hey. I could have got that.
Okay.
Congrats, Dom.
We got 2-2.
2-2. All right, ready? Fifth question. Which Amp Squad member posted their first YouTube video in November of 2017?
Him? Ben?
No.
Oh.
Lexi Rivera.
No.
Oh. Can I guess? You got Derek point here?
Yeah, I guess.
Andrew.
No.
Frick.
Huh.
Dom.
No.
What?
Dang. You guys are out. Suck.
Just tell us. We don't know.
Lexi Pearson. Hensler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
2017?
Really? That's recent.
I mean, it's 2021. We're about coming up on 5 years right now. Yeah.
Time flies.
4 years. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, no one gets that point.
2-2.
2-2. Okay. All right. Which Amp Squad member posted their first Instagram photo on May 26, 2012, approximately 3 years after Something Very Big?
Brent?
Close, no.
Lexi.
Yeah.
Oh,
so her first Instagram was exactly 3 years after Brent's first YouTube video.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Same day?
Dang. Yeah, 3 years of exactly after that. So it kind of correlates.
All these dates, man.
Yeah, I know. Right. Okay, sorry. We'll toss out the dates a little, but
he thinks I'm a stalker.
You should have known that. Hey, you were dating the girl. I mean,
yeah, right.
I have probably gone to her first post on Instagram as a stalker, but maybe I forgot the date.
Oh, come on now, man.
I've definitely been to her first post.
Okay. Are you ready?
Wait, so it is three Ben, two Jeremy.
Oh, now we're losing the score already.
Yeah.
That's me with numbers. You,
okay.
You did it.
Ready? Which Amp Squad member has been nominated for 2 Streamy Awards and 1 Kids' Choice Award?
That was Jeremy.
Brent.
Hey.
Right.
We actually just released the 2021 nominees, right?
Yeah. Is he nominated? Yeah.
No, I didn't know, but he just released them on their website.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'll see. Well, 3-3. We're tied up. Let's keep going.
I might have won this challenge, boys.
Let's go.
3 questions left.
Ooh.
Okay. Which Amp Squad member made a remake of Ariana Grande's 7 Ring song?
Oh, that was on the same time.
I thought that was
me.
That was Ben.
Shoot.
That was the Stokes brothers?
Yeah.
The Stroke twins?
Yeah, the Stroke
featuring
twins.
Andrew, but yeah, dude, that... I've watched that video a few times. That's so funny. Yeah, I can't believe they actually remade that.
It has 100 million views.
I know.
That's insane.
Featuring
crazy.
Andrew and Sean.
Oh, and Sean? Yeah, shout out to Sean.
Okay. Sean. All right, we got 2 questions left.
All right, 3-4.
3-4. All right, ready? Which Amp Squad member's first viral video was Hickey Prank on Friends?
Oh, that's me, right?
Yeah!
Wait, what? That was your first viral video?
It was like my first like video that did like well. Yeah, like,
oh my God.
That like compared went out there a little bit, you know, it was like going up there a little bit.
It was the first video that hit different.
I fully believe that. Because that sounds like something Jeremy would do.
I remember when you pulled that.
Yeah, no, you remember I did it on you?
That's what I'm saying. I fully believed it.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that prank.
What's this on your...
You have a hickey
on your... Oh, shoot. Hey, we're not doing a part 2 of this video.
I'm just kidding.
It's like, now that I'm here, this is my YouTube video.
Yeah. This is actually all my cameras right here.
Last question.
Hey, 4-4. Oh, it's God. Tied.
Four to four? Tied up.
This is all the marbles right here.
Okay. Which Amp Squad member debuted their fame on a series called Bucket List?
Oh, what?
What? All right, well, I'm going.
Ferris, what the heck? Me.
Hey. Oh. I was thinking that, you know, Jeremy knew that because you knew the Sunset Park one. Like,
yeah. No, wait. It was you, right?
Yeah, it was like this show called Bucket List, and that was like.
But a few of you guys actually did it.
Oh, just me.
Oh, just you. Yeah. Okay. Google lied.
I don't even know about this. What's Bucket List?
Yeah, what's Bucket List?
It was a show I did like 4 years ago where we like went like jet skiing, we went like salsa. It was like a bucket list thing. So we did a lot of bucket list stuff.
That's fire.
Pretty sick. I learned how to like salsa dance. I also went on one of those jet ski jetpacks.
No way.
I did that.
Oh, in the water?
Did you do like the flips?
Yes, I did that.
That's sick.
Did you hurt yourself like usual?
I ate it so hard.
Okay, cool.
So the winner is.
Yeah, so the winner is by default, Ben.
By win.
By win. I mean,
by default. By default, winning the whole entire game.
By default, skin.
All right, 5-4. Jeremy, good job.
Hey, I mean, thank you, man.
We all know our friends so well that a lot of these questions were actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
Because we were just like so quick with it. But hey, we're good friends.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so
you guys know
Ben,
each other really well. I mean,
since Ben won, you can't call our podcast Stay Calm anymore.
Why?
Yes.
Is the rules.
The Stay Silent podcast.
Instead of getting slapped, it's the Stay Wild podcast.
And I also get to slap you.
Whoa. Hey, slap my butt? Ouch.
That's all I'm going to hit you. I don't want to actually slap you.
Slap my butt.
Okay. So moving on. I've done this on YouTube once, but I've also never answered it myself. I want to ask you, what's one thing you've never told your parents?
Oh,
you've told me
God.
Something before, but tell me something else.
Bro, why are you trying to expose me on
here? No, we know they're not watching at all.
Yeah, hey, come on.
Papa Hutch, Mama Hutch, y'all are watching.
They definitely are watching right now.
Click out right now.
Click out.
Yeah,
and
click
then,
out.
And then come back.
You guys didn't hear that. One thing I haven't told my parents was, let me actually think about that. There's like, I would say I'm a very trustworthy son.
Okay.
But there's definitely a few things I haven't told my parents before. I would honestly probably say the worst thing I've probably done is like just sneaked out of my house like late at night to go see a girl. That's probably like one thing I haven't told my parents.
Like how many times?
Jeremy, man.
A few times. It was my girlfriend at the time though, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He's saving himself with that one every time.
Yeah. Oh,
he's like saved by the bell. Hey, it was my girlfriend at the time.
How many girlfriend at the times did you have in these?
I could have sworn in the middle.
Was it the same one from the last story or different?
Yo, beginning of the podcast, he's like, yo, like, I haven't had a girlfriend in a while. Like,
yeah, no, this was like a while ago.
Now all of a sudden, he's
this
like,
was like back in Ohio, right?
Yeah, back in Ohio. This is Ohio, Jeremy. You know?
Oh, no.
But it was on Hot Boy Summer back then.
You're talking 24/7. To California, Jeremy, now, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and go. Similar. Yeah. I feel like all these things that like you haven't told your parents always has to do with like girls.
Yeah.
That's me too.
Yeah.
Cause that's the only thing that I was like scared to tell my parents was like things about girls. I was just like not comfortable with that. So there was this one time where I had a girl over and my parents aren't weird about having girls over. Like, but they were also not like the most comfortable with it. So I have a girl over and, she's like, I think we're in my room and I think we were like kissing. Moral of the story. I heard their door open. Like they woke up and they started like walking towards my room and I was like, shit, like I gotta go.
Hide under the bed.
No, seriously.
It was the closet.
Well, I think she was supposed to leave at like 10 o'clock and it was like, I think almost 1 a.m.
Was that your place?
Yes. Your parents would have killed you.
So she was already she was supposed to leave at 10 o'clock, but I was like, maybe they won't hear me. Like we'll try to stay quiet.
Yeah.
She can stay as long as she wants. It was 1 a.m.
Stealth mode.
And I was like, I'm chilling. And all of a sudden, like my parents, I hear the door open because the door's really loud and they start walking over. I was like, oh my God. What do I do?
Bro.
This sounds like it's out of a movie. Like, I am not joking when I say this. I hit her in my closet.
No.
I'm not joking.
Add some dramatic music to the scene right here, guys.
For reals. Like, I had to, like, dip. I was like, open the door, go in the closet, close it. And then my parents were like, why are you so out of breath?
What did she say after that? Like, she's like, why'd you push me in the closet?
Well, she knew. She knew that she was in the wrong. And she knew that she like had to leave. But my parents asked me, like, why are you so out of breath? And I was like, oh, like, sorry. Like, I was just, like, doing, like, a little workout. Like, I was just... Cause I'm like, no, I
at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, bro.
You could have at least said you had, like, a nightmare or something.
They believed me.
Bro.
No, they didn't. They just knew.
I'd be doing push-ups in my room sometimes.
Oh, my
God. At 1 a.m.?
You're, like, out of breath.
Like, the same exact excuse could have been, like, I was just, you know, cooking up some... breakfast.
That's the same level of like reality. Yeah. Like if I can believe it.
I was going for a swim in my room.
Well, it was 1 a.m. My parents probably didn't think anything of it.
Just a 3-mile jog.
It was good. They didn't even really notice. I'm sure they were sus.
That's a good story.
Then obviously I took her out of the closet and we were like, you should probably go home. But that's about it.
Damn, oh, wow. Bro. I'm sorry. That's tough.
Yeah. It's so tough.
Yeah.
You know what else is tough? Whenever I ask Jeremy to do a video.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So, yeah, Jeremy, I'm getting hurt. I want to ask you.
Do you guys know what time it is right now when we're filming this? No, I'm just kidding.
I want to ask you, what's the worst thing that I've had you do for one of my videos?
Oh, my.
He already knows what I'm about to say.
I already know what he's going to say, too.
Say it.
Okay. So, we weren't staying very stay calm. We were staying wild a little bit. This guy made me go down a flipping hill on a bed on a flipping
couch. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He didn't make you. He asked you if you could possibly
he's like,
go down this
can you
death
go down
trap.
A hill?
And at the time, he had no ride back home, you know, no wallet, no money.
Yeah, right. So basically, I was going down a hill on a bed on a skateboard.
No, it was a couch.
Oh, it was a couch. Yeah. Oh, I was going down a couch on a skateboard down a hill, and we're about to run into a fence. Like, this is about to hurt. And I was the only person who was trying to stop for some reason. I stuck my foot under the flipping couch, and I... like bruised the heck out of my
heel. Yeah, you rolled your ankle pretty bad.
Rolled onto your foot.
It hurts so
bad. I was
bad.
On that couch.
Dude.
Ben was on that couch.
When I tell you that my heel was numb for the next like 8 months, it really was. Like I would say now, like it's back to normal now.
All right. Well, let's not over exaggerate.
Yeah, no. It was fine. I could still walk and everything, but yeah.
Jeremy's a legend. He really took him for the team that day.
Yeah.
He sent it.
Yeah.
But
he did send it a few times actually.
He almost ran me over that couch though, not gonna lie.
Yeah, right.
For
right.
real. Ever since then, do you get stressed out when I ask you to be in a video?
Well, ever since that, like, so he asked me, he was like, yo, you gotta be in like a 10-minute little video. And then like that 10-minute video was that. So I'm like, okay, anytime this guy like, you know, like steps it down, like, yo, you gotta be in like a 5-minute bit. I'm like, oh, what am I about to get into, man?
What about the kayak thing too?
Oh my God. He was like, you down for like a free little video? And then like, I see this guy like going on like a freaking kayak, like going around like the parking lot and stuff on a car. I'm like, oh,
we're drifting in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm going back home.
Every time I ask Jeremy to do a little 10-minute video, he always ends up going down some hill hurting himself. And that's the case for me too. I'm hurting myself. Yeah. I hurt myself today.
It's fun though. It's fun. You know?
It's fun.
Yeah.
But
not when you get hurt.
Now that happened one time.
Yeah.
I have not really asked Jeremy to do anything like that since then because I knew that I was like, that was a little sketchy.
Yeah. It's cool though. It's cool.
Yeah. We just leave all the dumb stuff to Ben now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I've been like packed schedule full of like stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been getting hurt way more.
Yeah. And I'm getting hurt way less. Jeremy's getting hurt way less.
For real. I'm taking one for the team.
Let's go.
No, as I should. It's my videos. But no, I thought it's funny because I've asked also a few of them, my other friends, like what's like going through your head when I text you to be in a video.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact sometimes people are like, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yeah. Is this guy going to make me swim through a pool with piranhas or something?
And that's Brent, bro.
Got to hop in this pool of snakes real quick.
Is that scorpions? Brent. Oh my God. I can't believe you did that.
Dude, I'm not the only one.
Scorpion to the face, bro.
Yeah.
That would have freaked me out. I hate scorpions. Yeah.
I'm did you have to do anything?
When?
Did he put a tarantula on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my.
That guy, Brent, put a tarantula and a scorpion on my face.
That guy, Brent.
That guy, Brent.
So it's not only me, guys. I'm not the only one that makes these videos and makes my friends do stupid things.
Yeah.
It's Brent.
Yeah. No. Call out Brent.
No.
I'm not trying to make him look like a bad guy.
Stem from the top.
It's all fun.
No. But the thing is, guys, we all do it to each other.
Exactly.
Which it's so fun because it's not one person. It's like, sometimes I gotta do something stupid for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Then he's gonna do something stupid for me. Yeah. And then Andrew's gonna ask me. Then I'm gonna ask Andrew.
It's a two-way road all the time.
Yeah. We're always doing stupid stuff.
Uh-huh. It's like a team-way road.
Right? All right, guys. Well, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this week's podcast. We had a lot of fun talking to Jeremy. And I mean, we cut you some slack. We'd not expose you.
Come on.
Yeah. No, it was all good.
We could have gone harder.
I thought you were about to expose him.
Oh yeah. Don't get me started. You ready for that?
All right. Hey, we'll do another podcast with Jeremy in the future. Because I want to keep bringing my friends on. We'll expose them some more, and you can expose me some more.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching. I love you guys. Thumbs up, like, 5-star, subscribe, and I will see you guys next week. Stay wild, baby. Peace.
Stay calm, everybody.
I'm a punch. Stay wild.